Hey, Mike, glad you could join me for some great seafood.
Me too.
Wait, why are you dressed in fishing gear?
You said we were going out to catch great seafood, right?
Yes, to Popeyes. Do you even know how to fish?
No, I thought you did.
Oh, yeah, I could catch pretty good seafood at Popeyes. Let's go.
Let Popeyes do the fishing while you enjoy our delicious signature seafood. Get Popeyes flounder fish sandwich or shrimp tackle box before they're gone. Limited time at participating U.S. restaurants.
Would you call yourself a wise, mature believer? And no, I don't mean age. That's rude. But the Apostle Paul describes wisdom as everlasting, helpful, and divine. But most of all, wisdom is cross-centered. The wisdom of the gospel is rooted in the belief that what Jesus did on the cross is absolutely the most life-changing, history-changing event ever. It is the path from death to life, and it displays the fullness of the glory of God. It is the cross that gives us access to the God of the universe. The grace of the cross covers us so that we can enter into the presence of the Lord and be called His. For us, He has prepared life and light. We have hope in heaven and peace here on earth. Through the cross, we can draw from His deep reserves of life and mercy. And true spiritual maturity comes from a deepening understanding of the cross. So when was the last time you took significant time to bask in the glory of God and the cross? To be still and just think about what He has given you? Well, let's do that today. Join me as we meditate, reflect, and pray about cross-centered wisdom from 1 Corinthians chapter 2, verse 9. But first, join me in a time of opening prayer. Dear wise, sovereign, and all-knowing God, the limitations of my finite human mind cannot grasp the enormity of Your infinite, immortal presence. I think of different ways to try and see it, but I can't. But don't let me be discouraged in trying to imagine You, but let me find joy that I can't. For who wants to worship a God that they can fully embrace? I love that You are more wise than I can even dream. I offer and pray this in the name of Jesus, Your Son, our Savior, and my Lord. Amen. Christian prayer centers your soul to understand the present. Christian meditation expands your soul to understand the eternal. Meditation expands our view of God, beyond us to Him, beyond our vain attempt with our human knowledge to embrace His wisdom. So as we begin this time of meditation, I want you to first focus on stilling your mind, closing your eyes, and focusing on God, His presence. Let the Spirit even use your breathing and beating of your heart to begin to align you with God and His wisdom. Focus and center on God using all of your senses, and settle in now to encounter God. With your eyes still closed, take several deep cleansing breaths. Confess any feelings or thoughts or darkness, sin blocking you from being with Him today. Confess those to Him, those doubts and those fears, and thank Him for His unending love, His grace, forgiveness, and mercy. God is a powerful God, a sufficient, providing God. Focus and center on that as you listen carefully to 1 Corinthians chapter 2, verse 9. But as it is written, what no eye has seen, nor ear heard, nor the heart of man imagined, what God has prepared for those who love Him. What stands out to you from that passage? Which word, or which idea or thought? Listen to it again. But as it is written, what no eye has seen, nor ear heard, nor the heart of man imagined, what God has prepared for those who love him. What is God telling you through this passage? Well, let that thought or those words or ideas become your prayer to him in this sacred moment, aligning your thoughts to his will. God is moving in your life in ways that you cannot even imagine. But the Spirit of God can imagine, does understand, and wants to show you. What a wonderful opportunity here to pray for something that God so clearly wants to reveal to you. God, reveal to me what you have prepared for me. God, show me. By your Spirit, help me see and understand your love. Let that be the focus of your time in quiet meditation. God, show me. With eyes still closed, listen again as I read from 1 Corinthians chapter 2, verse 9. But just as it is written in Scripture, things which the eye has not seen and the ear has not heard, and which have not entered the heart of man, all that God has prepared for those who love him, who hold him in affectionate reverence, who obey him, and who gratefully recognize the benefits that he has bestowed on them. What did you hear this time? Something affirming from before, or something new and fresh? Well, rest here as the Spirit guides you deeper to be filled with the knowledge of what God has prepared for you. First Corinthians chapter 2, verse 9 begins with the phrase, as it is written. Paul may have been referring to several different passages in Isaiah and Jeremiah. Listen carefully to Isaiah chapter 55, verses 8 and 9. I will pause for this to become your prayer. Dear Heavenly Father, your thoughts are not my thoughts. Your ways are not my ways. Your heaven is higher than my world. Your ways are higher than mine. Your thoughts are higher than mine. Let me find peace and joy in that truth. In Jesus' name, amen. Stay there for a moment with your eyes closed, just resting in his presence and in that truth that you are not God. I was watching a sports awards show last night, It reminded me how we overemphasize human performance, as if an NBA player had anything to do with being born and growing to be 7 feet tall. The same is true of knowledge. Paul emphasizes revelation from the Spirit of God versus human intellectual discovery. So just stop again for a moment. No agenda, no theological interpretation. Just soak in the truth that He is God and you aren't. That He is doing things far above what you can't imagine. Just relax there now in quiet meditation. Listen one and final time as I read and you reflect on 1 Corinthians chapter 2, verse 9. But it is just as the Scriptures say, what God has planned for people who love Him is more than eyes have seen or ears have heard. It has never even entered our minds. That is 1 Corinthians chapter 2, verse 9. But with eyes still closed, I want you to listen further. The wisdom God has planned to give you has been revealed to you already through the Spirit. For the Spirit searches everything, even the depths of God. We have received not the Spirit of the world, but the Spirit who is from God, that we might understand the things freely given to us by God. What a promise! And let that promise here become your prayer. God, through your Spirit, give me understanding of the wisdom you freely give to me. Meditate on that prayer in the presence of your Creator. Join me now in a time of closing prayer. Dear Lord God, your glory was on full display at the cross, and it was the greatest paradox. You demonstrated your justice in order to fully reveal your love to us. You sent your Son to die in order to conquer death and give us access to life. Help me to understand the cross more fully and increase my wisdom. Thank you for your Spirit who guides me and gives me your wisdom. I offer and pray this in the name of Jesus, your Son, our Savior, and my Lord. Amen. As we end, slowly open your eyes into a soft focus. And as you take the first steps back into your day, let that be your prayer today as you meditate without ceasing. God, show me. Show me your wisdom. Search for it today, all day. And I hope that pursuit brings you peace, peace that lasts throughout your day and your life as you consistently meditate, reflect, pray, and abide in Christ.